love it when the kindness and generous love of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, appeared, not because of any righteous deed we had done, but because of God's own mercy. God saved us through the bath of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. Hello, my friends. Greg and I greet you at this Christmas time. And this is a reading from what we call the Midnight Mass, the Mass at the evening before Christmas Day. There's this vigil, this waiting that's been maybe all of our life and maybe especially Advent that culminates in the moments that we're able to take time and listen and see. This short passage I read is part of a reading from St. Paul to Titus. It's very intimate and beautiful, and it highlights for you and me exactly what's going on for us. But it's not always able to see or hear or be aware of it. Ironically, at times we put it aside or we come back to it another time because it's so deep and rich and almost confounding. So you might want to take a little time, as I often encourage us to do. Greg and I, in first conceiving of these podcasts, when they move from a print to a recording, talked about timing, space, the place where you might be listening to this now. Well, you may not change your location. You could stop it now and go somewhere that's a little more quiet or more remote, or maybe not. It may be nighttime and you've had a full day. And if I understand my voice, I might be putting you to sleep. While the readings invite us in a very gentle way to wake up, to wake up to a bath of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom God has poured out for us through Jesus Christ, our Savior. The letter to Titus continues. And of course, the gospel reading is an especially favorite one. It's beautiful. It's portrayed in so many different ways that when the angels went away from them to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go then to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place there, which the Lord has made known to us." And so they went in haste and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in a manger.
When the angels went away from them to heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
"Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing. Let us go to Bethlehem and see. Let us go to Bethlehem and see.
We continue to hear it pictured, and you have your own picture of this amazing visage of a child vulnerable to the coldness of night in an awkward and difficult and out-of-the-way place. Maybe not out of unkindness is this child and its mother and father separated. Maybe there just wasn't room. But that's an excuse today for many other people who are placed on the sides, what we call the margins of life. Or sometimes they're actually in our midst, but we sort of shadow them and encase them in our own attitude or disposition. But if we pick up on the shepherds, who are a stinky group of people anyway, as a lot of homilists love to remember, shepherds hung out with sheep, sheep having a particularly strong aroma. People didn't like to be around sheep or shepherds. So shepherds have their own problems of congregating or being received into the midst. And here they are, plunk in the middle of Mary and Joseph and the baby, awestruck by what they're seeing, standing there. We might say breathless, possibly because they ran from the mountain after hearing the angels up there. Maybe they hurried quickly. Who knows what age they were? Maybe the youngest one showing up early. Maybe one, as we sometimes see, with a young lamb around his neck as a symbol already of the Lamb of God that is before them. But here they are. Here we are. in this rebirth, Paul to Titus, and in this new sight, the shepherd standing there with Mary, this young woman, who is now born God's son for us, the son of justice, the son of peace, the son of all women and men everywhere, calling us out to be one family, to gather around the vulnerability of God, the tender mercies of God, to receive this new baptism and rebirth, and pass on to each other that newness of life that is now ours as well. Now ours, really, because we're able to give it away. Not anything, as we often say to each other as we grow older, no good gift is given to us only for ourselves. And this is so true right now of all of this. Our world, we know, you're tired of hearing it maybe or recalling it yourself, needs hope. Hope. Need you and I to step out and in one way or another be foolish enough to draw people into a delight and realization that we can draw ourselves up from the difficult places we're in. That Christ has entered into those difficult, cold, dismal, set-off places in our hearts, in our communities, in our families, wherever they might be. And this rebirth, this new baptism is truly ours here tonight or this afternoon. Or wherever I find you, and my voice wanders into your life, and you hear Dan Riley saying to you for the whole Mountain family, Merry Christmas. May the peace and joy that is pervasive through the faith that we have, and whatever your faith is, as an encounter with one who is merciful, kind, and generous, God beyond description and conscription, one cannot be conscribed or held or overly described, but present now, yes. In this very moment, my friend, when we pause and leave our hearts open again to the birth of Christ, not only in our midst, but in our hearts. May God look over us in our homes and arise within us again as peace and good meals and good times. And may the days before us help us to be more generous with everything we have, especially the light and the way that will bring others in who are now in darkness in beside us. Lost or confused, but not here, they are now. They are here because you and I go find them. They are here because our hearts long for them. And we long for everyone, that we all might together celebrate the God who has come to us, who is remaining with us, and one day each at our own time will take us home. Blessings to you and a Merry Christmas and the joy and blessings and fresh life of a new time as we approach a new year. Dan Riley offering you this simple call to be still now. And know that God is here. Be still, even for a moment. Be still. Be still. And know the peace of God. Greg Licamelli, Dan Riley, and the whole Mountain community wish you well and the joy and peace of Christmas.